This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for August 2018. Last month, there were 6,818 single-family homes sold across the Commonwealth, a 0.8% increase from August 2017, while condos racked up 2,618 sales, a 1.1% decrease during the same period. Meanwhile, the median sale price of both single-family homes and condos achieved all-time highs for the month of August. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hey, Mike. Good to be here.
Now, the median single-family home price hit $402,000 in August, while the median condo price hit $365,000. Seeing how the median sale price for both property types has increased every month so far this year, what sort of predictions can we make for the next year's peak buying season?
Well, Mike, it certainly seems that the market is strong and it has good momentum to continue on this path. Low inventory is a problem for many prospective buyers, but the market keeps chugging along. So far this year, the median price of a single-family home in Massachusetts is up 6.4%. That's the biggest gain in percentage terms since 2013. Since it is, I think it's worth noting that the rate of increase in the past 5 years is really well below what we experienced in the period leading up to the Great Recession. You know, from 1999, actually, to 2004, we saw increases of over 10% each year for 10 straight years. So by comparison, the current gains are modest, and they're in line with what we see on a national basis. Markets like Las Vegas and San Francisco are much hotter than what we're seeing here in Massachusetts. So what does this mean for the future? It seems that the fairly slow growth in median prices can continue without creating a dangerous bubble. At least that's my opinion. But we need to keep in mind that mortgage interest rates are rising, and that could slow the market down. We also need to consider the fact that the economy has been growing without interruption or correction for quite a few years. How much longer can the stock market rise, and how much lower can the unemployment rate go without hitting a bump in the road? Is a recession at some point in time, is it really unavoidable? And when would that be? I think a little caution and prudent financial management would do everyone a world of good, but I think the market will continue on its current path.
Now, you just spoke to a couple of individual housing markets in your last response, but numerous long, hot housing markets across the country are really showing signs of cooling off, but the local Boston housing market appears to be far from it. With major companies like Amazon, GE, Facebook, and Bose making big moves into the local marketplace, can we expect any sort of relief for residential buyers in the near future?
Well, you make a good point, Mike. The greater Boston area has attracted employers of all kinds. Companies are attracted to the vibe in Boston and the surrounding communities. What they treasure is the talent pool and the skills available in our workforce. And success by one company leads to success in bringing in other companies as well. And we see the success in Boston and Cambridge, and now it's spilling out to business centers along Route 128 in places like Waltham and Burlington. So in this spreading, we have to consider that that the economic benefits of the boom could spread as well. Now, new jobs and high-paying jobs and a sense of optimism are putting a lot of pressure on the housing market, and that keeps demand high, and it's had to meet the demand. It's hard to meet the demand with new construction. Affordable housing for the workforce is a real problem. So is transportation and infrastructure. It feels they're reaching the limits of what our roads and rails can carry. That fact alone may very well push the jobs and development out to more suburban communities and to our gateway cities that remain underutilized for business development and housing. Cities like Lynn, Lawrence, Lowell, Brockton, Framingham, Fitchburg, all of those could be beneficiaries of more companies moving into the Boston area and needing to seek business centers outside of the city of Boston.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Report for August 2018. If you would like more information about products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.